This edition of Hacker Public Radio. My name is JWP, and I'm on the internet. If you type in JWP Linux, it'll come up with my little humble thing that I have for the Linux. As you know, that I try to do about one Hacker Public Radio episode per month. I try to do it about something that I wouldn't normally talk about in my other podcast. And what I really, really, really want to talk about is the amount of whining in general that I've heard about Ubuntu 11.04. Okay, now, granted, you know, I especially listened to, you know, Brian and Chris at the Linux Action Show, and golly, I wish I could come up with something, you know, of that high of quality, and that gave that much enjoyment to that many people, but, you know, to listen to them whine about 11.04 and all of the things that you know didn't do or didn't do, and you know, for you know, Ubuntu to take the step and say, you know what, we're going to give something that's free, as in beer, and as free as in freedom, to every living person on this planet, as an alternative to what they have to pay on you know, for Windows, or as an alternative for what they have to pay to run a Mac. It's pretty amazing, you know. And granted, you know, the Unity thing, I've been using, you know, GNOME 2.24 for quite some time, and yeah, it's uncomfortable for me. And when they move the X's to the other side, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that either. But at the same time, I wasn't out there whining to someone who was giving me something for free, right? And you know, I think that, you know, if you really don't like it, then you know that, you know, OpenSUSE offers still a really, really clean GNOME 2.24 if you want that. You know, Simply Memphis also has a pretty clean you know, distribution, if you know, if you're not a KDE fan, or just go Slack with GNOME. You know, you don't need to do all this whining about this. You know, Linux Mint is right there, and you know, I run Julia, and I think it's the most fantastic thing that I've ever seen. But you know, Ubuntu is, you know, pays the bills. You know, Canonical is a huge thing, and you know, because I work in the enterprise space, I know that Red Hat and SUSE and the enterprise space are about to get some real heat from Oracle and their open source products and with open source support. So it's feasible that Ubuntu might be the last man standing. Canonical might actually be the last man standing. So to criticize them, you know, when they're saying, hey, we're going to make something and it's for everybody, right? And if it's not for you, then to switch to that classical mode and do 2.24 in the classical mode. It'll be there for 6 months. Or stick on the LTS. I mean, to get it, to do this constant whining, and I've seen so many people, I mean, even on the Outlaws, it was a little bit of whining, and I think Aaron Seigel was out there doing something on the Floss Weekly whining about this. It's just, you know, really, really, you're whining to the people that pay the bills, right? Unless you're physically contributing money every month to open source projects, then you shouldn't be out there whining about it. If you don't like it, switch. It's just the way that goes. Alrighty. Well, I hope you've had a good Hacker Public Radio. This is JWP. Y'all have a nice day. If y'all want to comment or reach me, it's JWP5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.